So, Derek, I mean, we'll start with the Fighting Irish here. Undefeated for the first time in who knows how long. How much are you enjoying the run so far?
Oh, I'm loving it. I can't wait to see him in the national championship game against Alabama.
So, talk about the defensive line, and what do you guys want to do moving forward this week? Big game against the Lions. Obviously, another big-time quarterback in Matt Stafford. How hungry are you guys to get to him and disrupt?
Oh, we're ready to roll. I mean, we know they see a similar defensive front that we have week in and week out. And we're excited for the challenge. They had an extra week to prepare, and it's going to be a good game.
I know there's a lot being made about the sacks. Take us into the film room. What are teams doing to you guys to make sure that you guys get to the quarterback? Because it seems like teams are completely changing their offensive philosophies to prevent you guys from getting
them. Oh, yeah, there's no question. It's max protect, play pass. You know, we'll get one guy with a one-on-one. The other three guys are getting a double team. And the ball's coming out quick, go ahead and watch the Arizona game. You'll see how they played us versus they played their last two opponents. There's no question.
And what about the Steelers? It seemed like they were doing the same thing the entire game, and, you know, Big Ben is just pretty much dropping back. You don't even see a lot of 5-7-step drops like you normally would see. It's just get rid of the ball, get it out of his hands.
Right. Yeah, they were doing the same thing. There's no difference from anybody else that we played. And, you know, things that would be sacks on a different quarterback, he was able to kind of break through a few arm tackles, which changed the pace of the game.
Are there things that you guys can do, even though that when there's max protect, to be able to still get to the quarterback? I know you guys are still generating a lot of pressure, but are there things that you can do to get the sacks?
Oh, yeah, we got a few things in.
Things that you're going to keep up your sleeve for this Sunday, to say the least?
There you go.
How key will it be? You guys are going to be going into the bye to get into the bye on a high note with a 4-2 record and maintain that first place lead in the division.
Well, you want to go into it 6-0, but we dropped two, and you know, it's just important because it's our next game and you want to win it, regardless if it's a bye or anything else.
Just give us a scouting report real quick, Derek, on the young guys. You have Cedric Thornton, who's getting a lot of snaps, playing well. Fletcher has been very good at pushing the pocket. How have these young guys progressed in your mind when you watch the film in the film?
Oh, I mean, Fletcher's got all the tools. He's going to be a big-time player in the years to come. And Cedric slowly just worked himself to get better and better. And, that's why you're seeing a lot of playing time from him, pushing the pocket. I mean, he's done unbelievable.